Yeah, because I know the whole you set your own schedule thing when you're a business owner. Yeah, you do, and it's all day, every day. I mean, you can balance it, but you have to have a team of people, and the problem with society as a whole today is getting good employees, and I just could not build the team that I needed. I mean, I have one guy there, he's older, you know, nothing against him, it's just, I for 8 years, it was an uphill climb trying, so, you know, and maybe this is just a step for me to reset and figure things out. I don't know. You know, maybe I end up staying there the rest of my career. Depends on how it works out. Like you say, if I'm making the money that I think is fair for the knowledge that I have, you know, which is in this industry is hard to get paid for. I don't understand why, since there's a lack, but you know, it may end up being something I just stick around. And it sounds like they're going to take good care of their people. New ownership and stuff. Really nice guys, but. Like I say, the future will tell, and I'll one step at a time, but it's, you know, I get to clock in and clock out, man, and I get to go spend quality time with my daughter. I saw that relationship not developing like it should, and I had to look at that and say enough's enough, so I'm pretty excited about being able to reset and start living life not so stressed out every day.
Well, I hear from every business owner that quality people is always their biggest challenge. Not necessarily getting the business in the door, but be able to get the business completed and, you know, everything done. And I think that's a bigger challenge here than in most places, just because of the, you know, lack of numbers. You know, you end up being forced to have to accept people that aren't your ideal. And sounds like you can be that rock star for somebody else and help them with their business and, you know, reap some rewards on your own. So sounds like a good outcome for you, man, and hope it works out well for you.